This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. And this portion of the show brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Up on screen one tonight, the Pixar movie, the instant classic Inside Out, followed by George Clooney's movie Tomorrowland. And on screen two, Jurassic World and Pitch Perfect 2. Both of those at the Skyview in Belleville tonight and every night, seven nights a week. Two screens, two movies, digital projectors, digital sound. Great place to go. Bring the family. And nice to know that tonight may be the first night in a while you can go there and not be rained out.
Yeah.
We're going to play the Harris Challenge now. We can't do that without you as a contestant. If you have been paying attention to the news this week, this is your chance to prove it by calling us at 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. The number one thing to remember is if you have played in the last 60 days, then according to the rules, you may not play today. We just ask you to wait out a couple of months so we give as many different people a chance of playing as possible. And our first contestant is up and ready to go now. Hello, Joe. How are you today? Hello, Joe.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. As a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get the unique opportunity to take over the airwaves for what we call the five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Okay, Paul, let's see. Go Cards. In 3 days, I will be retired from St. Louis Community College, and I am going to be a very happy man and AM and PM.
Well, thank you for that. What have you been teaching at St. Louis Community College?
Workforce stuff, how to get jobs.
A very important thing. How long have you been doing that?
24 years.
Wow. Well, as the son of educators myself, I take my hat off to you and anybody else who does that job for people of any age.
Well, thanks, Paul.
Particularly helping people find work is a really good thing.
Yeah, I just heard that about the people down at the Post.
Yeah, that's sad, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. It'll spill out the questions and categories you get to choose from today, led, of course, by our number one topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two is Supermax Prisoners Not Named Joker Tsarnaev. And category number three is Now These Movie Couples Can Marry. Which one would you like, Joe?
Oh, boy. Second one. Prisons.
Okay. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock and ask you five questions, one-pointer, two, three, four, and five-pointer. That's a maximum of 15 points. You don't have to get them all. Just get more than half. Eight or better makes you a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right you are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With two locations. One in Florissant and the other in Cottleville.
Cottleville, interesting.
We also have a couple of adult passes to get into the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville.
Yeah.
Right there. How about that? Okay. And with those passes, you get a couple of kids in free, too, as well.
Nice. You have to provide your own children, though.
Yes, you do. You do have to provide your own children.
Now, you have your choice of those two prizes if you get 8 points or better. But if you do get all 15 points, we add on a bonus prize that goes like this.
That's right. If you get the clean sweep, you win a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu seven nights a week, plus a brunch on Sunday, so you can check jimmyscafe.com.
By the way, if you're in the bar, you will see the curved TV that Jimmy just installed a couple of months ago.
Oh, wow.
Very, very cool. Right there in the bar.
Great.
All right, Joe, you've chosen the category Supermax Prisoners Not Named Joker Tsarnaev. You know, the guy who was half of the team of two idiots who blew up all those people at the Boston Marathon a couple of years ago.
Right.
Was sentenced to death this week and sent off to ADX Florence. That's the administrative maximum facility in Colorado. They call it the Alcatraz of the Rockies. This is about other people who are locked up in Supermax, where, by the way, they're in their cell 23 hours a day. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Ramzi Youssef is serving life for two terrorist attacks, including the 1993 bombing of what New York landmark?
The World Trade Center.
Correct. Richard Reed was convicted of trying to detonate explosive devices on a plane from Paris to Miami that he had hidden in what article of clothing?
His shoe.
Yeah, he's the shoe bomber. What's the name of the Unabomber who killed 3 and injured 23 with bombs he sent through the mail?
Kaczynski.
Ted Kaczynski is right. In what city was the Murrah Federal Building, which Terry Nichols was convicted of bombing in 1995, killing 168 people?
Oklahoma City.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep. In what agency was Robert Hansen a senior agent before it was discovered he'd been passing classified information to the Soviet Union for 20 years?
CIA.
He was an agent in the FBI.
Oh.
Well.
The good news, Joe, is for getting that wrong, you don't go to Supermax because you got the rest of them. You got 10 points and you're a winner.
Thanks, Paul.
Congratulations and congratulations on the career.
All righty.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes and I will bring in our next contestant. Hello, Mark.
How you doing, Paul?
Great. Thanks. Tell us about yourself.
I'd just like to say hi to my two kids, Charlotte and Luke.
Okay. Three categories up there on the board. Have you been paying attention? Now these movie couples can marry. Or our new third category, they died this week.
Have you been paying attention, please?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Mark, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who made history this week as the first Indian American to announce he's running for president?
I don't know.
Which presidential candidate called Mexican immigrants rapists and criminals, prompting Univision and performers
Donald
and hosts to back out of the Miss USA pageant? It's Trump, yeah. Which singer-songwriter who has never had a number one album debuted at the top of the Billboard charts this week with Before This World?
I have no idea.
Which email service added a feature this week that allows you to unsend a message?
Hotmail.
Gmail. In a video that went viral this week, what kind of animal is a Canadian man being investigated for chasing with a jet boat and then jumping onto the back of in the water?
A dolphin?
A moose. Back to the one-pointer. Who made history this week as the first Indian American to announce he's running for president?
I'll just take my punishment now, Paul. I don't know any of them.
That'll be the governor of Louisiana and never-to-be president, Bobby Jindal.
No.
And it was James Taylor who, after a four-and-a-half-decade career, finally has his first number one album with Before This World. Mark, all you got was 2 points for Donald Trump. Frankly, I think that's more points than he deserves. But that means I'm going to have to punish you. And, well, here's something that we think ties in a little bit with today's decision by the Supreme Court that same-sex marriages can go forward, gay couples can get married now. And here's a guy who I think has been one of the leading spokespeople for the movement for quite a few years since he came out as gay himself. It's one-time Star Trek star George Takei.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
You know, he almost hit that note.
On the road again.
Yeah.
Going places that I've never been.
Never been.
Seeing things that I'd never see again. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Oh. Timing was a little off.
Yeah, just a tad, which is interesting because he's in a musical that's going to go to Broadway this fall. Interesting story behind this musical. It's called Allegiance, and it's actually based on his childhood when he and his sister and their parents were interned in, were put away in internment camps because they were Japanese Americans during World War II. He's written about it, and he wrote a play about it that is actually played in a few cities around the country, not St. Louis yet, but it's going to go to Broadway this fall.
Wow.
He still needs to take a couple of singing lessons.
That's a lot.
Or perhaps not sing that song on stage. Mark, I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You guys too.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's contestant number 3. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Paul.
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just hoping to stay dry today down at the Cards Cubs game.
Well, let's hope they get it in tonight. Doesn't look
Hopefully.
That bad.
I think they will.
Yeah.
I think they will.
Doesn't look that bad on the radar right now. Mm-mm. All right, 3 categories to choose from. Now these movie couples can marry. They died this week. Or our new third category, multiple choice week.
Oh. I'll do the married couples.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Jeff. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What movie starred Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal as gay cowboys?
Brokeback Mountain.
Correct. In what movie were Robin Williams and Nathan Lane a couple that owned a nightclub in South Beach?
Birdcage.
Correct. For what movie did Tom Hanks win an Oscar for playing a man falling for Antonio Banderas while dying of AIDS?
Philadelphia.
Correct. Which of these did not star as half of a gay couple in the 2014 movie Love is Strange? Richard Dreyfuss, Alfred Molina, or John Lithgow?
The middle one.
Alfred Molina? It's
yes.
Richard Dreyfuss. What movie starred Julianne Moore and Annette Bening as a lesbian couple with two children whose father is Mark Ruffalo? This came out about 3 years ago.
I have no idea.
Want to take a guess?
No.
All right.
Babe Ruth.
The Babe Ruth story?
Yeah.
No.
John Goodman just popped in my head. I'm sorry.
I guess technically that qualifies as a guess. not an educated guess. No, it was called The Kids Are All Right. Pretty good movie, actually. Jeff, you got the one, the two, and the three. Oh, that's only 6 points. Sulu, get in here.
Road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends. This is enough for Rudy Kirk.
Is somebody trying to harmonize with him?
All right, Jeff, I'm glad you played, but I'm sorry you didn't win. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Paul.
Here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Paul.
Now, you get to exploit the public airwaves by sucking up to the boss, shouting out to a family, or using the time for a prearranged commercial endorsement of your own.
I'd like to congratulate my cousin Tony on his impending wedding vows now that the Supreme Court made the decision.
Oh, very nice. Congratulations to him. Which category would you like, They Died This Week or Multiple Choice Week?
They died this week, please.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Joe. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the father on Eight is Enough, the TV show, and died this week at age 86?
Dick Van Patten.
Correct. For what movie did James Horner, who died this week, win an Oscar for Best Original Score? Was it Titanic, Braveheart, or Avatar?
Titanic.
Correct. Which of these was invented by Don Featherstone, who died this week at 79? The pink plastic flamingo, the Billy Bass...
The first one.
Because I was going to give you the Billy Bass fish or the fake plastic vomit. but it is the flamingo. On what 1960s TV show did Patrick McNee, who died this week in 93, play British secret agent John Steed?
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
The Avengers. Oh. In which of these movies did comedian Rick Dukeman, who died this week at 62, not appear? Groundhog Day, The Burbs, or City Slickers?
The Burb.
He was not in City Slickers.
No.
Joe, 1 + 2 + 3 puts you right in the same place as Jeff with 6 points.
Mm.
And once again, Mr. Takei.
Road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. Best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. Our way is on the road again.
Okay. Don't take it out on the road again. Joe, I'm sorry you didn't win. Hope you had a great time and have a good weekend.
You too, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Paul.
You are our fifth and final contestant today, so go ahead and exploit the public airwaves.
I am getting ready to leave for Kansas City. I'm going to go see the Rolling Stones tomorrow night with some select members of my immediate family.
You say that like they don't know who they are.
They know who they are, and the ones that don't ever call me... They know who they are, too, don't they?
Wow. They're not going.
I like that. Ben is exploiting the airwaves to exploit his family.
Dang right.
Oh, we don't have that very often. No. Well, I hope you have a great time at the concert. Indoor or outdoor show?
Arrowhead Stadium, outdoor.
Oh, I hope the weather cooperates. Although, I know our weather tomorrow is supposed to be beautiful here, so maybe it will be there, too.
Sunny at 82 in Kansas City tomorrow.
That's what it's supposed to be here, too, with low humidity. So you picked a perfect day when you chose that at random, months in advance to get your tickets.
Exactly.
All right, your category, Ben, is multiple choice week, 60 seconds on the clock.
Let's do it.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country is the Women's World Cup taking place? Colombia, Canada, or Honduras?
Canada
is right. For which of these items of clothing was a warning printed in a medical journal this week? tank tops, skinny jeans, or crew-cut socks?
Skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans is right. Which company announced it is removing artificial flavors and colors from its cereals? General Foods, General Nutrition, or General Mills?
General Mills.
Correct. Which country is about to open a new international terminal at its biggest airport, despite the fact that almost no airlines will fly passengers there? A. North Korea. It is North Korea, not Turkmenistan or Yemen. Why did Wishbone recall 8,678 cases of ranch dressing this week? A. It contained listeria. B. It was full of blue cheese instead of ranch. Or C. They forgot to make it gluten-free.
Blue cheese.
It was full of blue cheese. We got a clean sweep finally, Ben. Congratulations.
Me and Mick are going to have a great time with this stuff.
Yes, you are. Bring him some donuts.
Oh, yeah, he's a donut eater, isn't he?
Yeah. By the way, Canada is the site of the U.S. next women's national team game against China tonight, and I did not know this until I saw Dan Caesar's column today. St. Louis, highest ratings of any city in America watching women's soccer on TV, and it'll be
really?
It's on Channel 2 tonight, not Fox Sports 1.
If you've watched any of it, them girls beat the snot out of each other.
Yes, it is a snot-free zone quite often when they've played.
Oh, it's snot all over the field.
And by the way, about the skinny jeans, according to an article in the Journal of Neurology and Neurosurgery, skinny jeans can damage your muscles or nerves. So there you go, Ben. There's all the information and all the prizes. So you're going to have a dinner at Jimmy's on us and whatever else you want to take. Dan will tell you how you get it. And have a great time in Kansas City tomorrow night.
I will, Paul. Thank you so
much.
You're
very welcome. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In in Beltville, right on the North Belt West. Two screens. Two great movies on each screen. Again tonight, Inside Out and Tomorrowland on screen one. Jurassic Park and Pitch Perfect 2 on screen number two. They're open 7 nights a week at a great concession stand. Pack the kids in the car and take them out to the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville. That's the Harris Challenge for this week. You will not hear it next week because we're taking a long weekend for the July 4th weekend, but it will return 2 weeks from today. If you've missed previous Harris Challenges and you'd like to play those, you can find the podcast versions on my website, harrisonline.com.